So how have you gotten your car stuck? There was a, I have a couple that come to mind for me. One involved my 1999 Volkswagen Jetta. I was teaching my daughters how to drive, right?
Oh, boy.
It's a standard transmission. It's a 5-speed. And
which, bold move, teaching them to drive that.
Yeah.
Like, out the gate. Was that the first car they learned how to drive, not an automatic?
Yes, correct.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they were learning how to drive that. There was an issue. There was an issue with the car where it sometimes would get stuck. The gear would get stuck in fifth gear, which if you know anything about cars, fifth gear is like for when you're cruising on the highway.
Yeah.
It's not for like low speed.
That's last stop.
Things, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I had taken them to like south to one of the like Jefferson Memorial Forest. You know how hilly it is over there?
Yeah.
And so we're kind of over there. We're driving and it gets stuck in fifth. And my daughter can't get it out of fifth and starts going up one of those steep hills. And so
the car
can't make it.
No.
You have to downshift and she can't physically do it.
So
it's like, oh gosh, okay. And so she's like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And I'm like, okay, well, just stop the car. We're on an incline.
Uh-huh.
Put it in, put the emergency brake on,
yep.
Turn the car off, and I'll get in. So I got in, and I'm like, why not? You know, and there's cars having to kind of drive around us.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those two-lane highway roads that on either side of it is huge drop-off of like a rain ditch, huge drop-off up this hill. And so I'm like, I know what I'll do. I'll just back the car. I'll let gravity take its toll, and I'll back the car, and I'll maneuver it, and then turn around on this hill. You know, there's cars, oncoming cars, going both directions.
Okay.
I'll just do that, and then I'll go downhill, and I can start the car and get the car rolling in fifth gear, and I'll go. And you're thinking to yourself right now, what a POS this is.
It's time to retire the car. It had a good run over 300,000 miles.
It did. It had a good run.
Yeah.
So anyways, I start backing the car up and it goes into that ditch. And then now all of a sudden I'm like,
your daughter's like, Dad.
I'm like, what do I do now? And so thankfully there was someone who was like driving a Land Rover that came by and was like, I've got a tow hook, and literally pulled me out of the ditch.
Wow.
That's instance number one. Instance number two of when I got the car stuck.
Okay, same car?
I had the Geo Metro.
Got it.
You're getting a slice into the cars that I've owned.
This is another iconic member of the fleet.
So
yeah.
I had this car, and before Westport Road got and the off ramps from the Watterson for Westport Road were built, it used to just be a small little street, and it would get flooded all the time.
Mm.
I did the whole thing where I was like, you know what? I can make it.
How deep could it be? It's a road.
Apparently deep enough to stall the car.
You were one of those people.
I was.
That they always talk about.
Hey, I was.
If you see
turn around, don't drown. Yes.
Water, don't
turn around, don't drown.
Yes.
Turn around, don't drown.
That's a great saying for a really good reason.
And I learned why.
Okay. How high was it?
It wasn't that high.
Oh.
But my poor Geo Metro was like,
too much
I can't
for her.
Take it. I can't take it.
Your little B-Maw car.
I can't take it.
This is too much. I just can't go.
So then I had to, and I,
bless its heart.
And it was at the worst time. It was like late at night. It was dark.
Oh.
And so I had to put the flashers on so no one else hit me. And then I had to walk home.
Oh, sir.
That was terrible.
Your car
no,
is standing
I
there
know.
Like a beacon
it's a
to
beacon.
Everyone else.
Look at what Ben did.
Like, look at this idiot.
Yes, exactly. And then it's like,
who
I
did what they always tell
I
you
know.
Not to do.
I know. I don't even remember how I got the car out. It was so long ago.
At that point, you need. You,
I just
don't
leave
you feel
it.
Like you
just
need to just
it.
like put a sign on it that says
for
a, yep. They were right.
Turn around, don't drown.
They were right. You shouldn't do this, kids.
How did you get your car stuck, Laura?
My husband and I owned a limo, and a few years ago during Derby time, we were doing private rides for people. Okay. I was driving the limo. He was in the passenger seat. We were on our way to try to pick someone up at a hotel.
Sure.
And he told me that I could swing out really far and pull up under the awning in front of the hotel.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that was not accurate. There was a pole there, and I got the limo stuck between the building and the pole.
Did you have to Austin Powers it out? Like,
those are not easy cars to maneuver.
I heard tone.
Yeah.
My husband said,
yes,
I could. He was wrong. And then it's a limo, so people are waiting. Like, why hasn't the limo showed up yet?
Oh, dang it.
That's funny.
That's unfortunate.
All right, we'll get to some more of your how did you get your car stuck stories on the way. All right. 502-795-1997 is the number. You can call or text or send us a voice note like Laura did.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your car stuck? It's 99.7 DJX. Having a little fun with that. Jason said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I got my truck stuck in the mud behind my girlfriend's parents' house trying to do a shortcut to their bonfire.
Oh, dang it.
Ended up sinking so deep her dad had to pull me out with his tractor.
No.
That's a rough way to go. Got a message from Kimberly on text. Said, good morning. Got my dad's Blazer stuck in the drive-thru at a bank. Teller was telling me which way to turn the wheels to get it out. It took me a while, but finally did. My excuse is that I was young.
I'm
not used to driving it.
It can be narrow.
Yes.
Big cars.
The big car.
Yeah.
I'm just a baby.
Abby said, I somehow got my SUV stuck halfway into a decorative ditch outside of a wedding venue. The bride was arriving right behind me.
Oh.
There are professional photos somewhere with my Honda CRV photobombing. That's great.
So, somewhere there's a professional photo of my CRV.
Awesome.
Making an appearance, making a little cameo.
Yep. Oh, Kyle, I took my Jeep onto the beach after watching some YouTube videos about airing down your tires.
Airing down your
tires. Didn't air down the tires. The tide started coming in while random people just stood around offering advice.
Okay. Man, I'll tell you, there is no greater helpless feeling than getting your car stuck.
Yep. The
realization that you can't fix this yourself.
And then people are just going to drive by and see, or worse, you're going to cause a traffic jam.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's that's nightmare fuel.
Emily, I'm embarrassed to say I got stuck in the snow at a cemetery. Not beside a grave, on a grave. What were you doing driving?
Why are you driving on graves? Maybe because of the snow.
Maybe she couldn't see it. Yeah.
And Owen didn't realize that she was on graves. Oh my gosh.
Nearly died from embarrassment. Oh my God. Okay. Pun.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Groundskeeper slowly walked over and said, ma'am, people are resting.
Yes.
Kathleen, follow GPS. Onto what it called a seasonal road. It was not a road. It was a hiking trail.
Oh.
Stuck.
That reminds me of...
At least you didn't end up in the ocean.
Yeah.
Or a big body of water. Like a lot of people have done following GPS.
It's like that scene from The Office.
Make a right turn.
Wait. No. It means bear right.
No,
up there.
It said right. It said take a right.
No. Look, it means go up to the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It's
a
shortcut, Dwight. Mean that. There's a lake there.
I think he knows where it's going.
There's a lake there.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's not yelling. There's no road here.
Yes.
Anyways.
It's funny because it's true.
Good stories there.
Oh, Brad did what you did. Although he was just trying to impress friends, driving through shallow flood water. It was not shallow.
Yeah.
Water started pouring into the floorboards while my buddy calmly lifted his feet and said, "Welp, insurance question incoming."
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good stories.